As summer comes to an end, parents of recent college graduates may be looking at their darlings, still sitting on the couches, still sending out resumes, still trying to get a job, never mind a career. Day-to-Day's Karen Grigsby Bates has a story about two recent college grads who decided to go on the road as a way of figuring out just exactly what they're going to do with their lives.
This is home on the road.
Okay, so I'm going up these little metal steps.
Walk right in, big green RV.
Whoa. Nathan Gebhardt and Mike Mariner are the authors of the book Road Trip Nation, A Guide to Discovering Your Path in Life. 2 years ago, these guys got together with two friends. They had the idea to take a road trip around the country asking successful people how they got where they are. So they bought a friend's father's 1985 Fleetwood Pace Arrow, that's an RV, painted it a bright lime green, and hit the road. Guests of the RV were obliged to leave behind their signatures on the interior roof and walls. Mike pointed some out to me.
So up here you've got the guy who decoded the human genome.
Okay.
He actually put his scientific report from the Journal of Science when he decoded the genome, like, up on the ceiling. And then up here we have the director of Saturday Night Live and a picture of the cast from Saturday Night Live. And this is the conductor of the Boston Philharmonic. And when he signed the ceiling, he actually wrote these notes up on the ceiling.
One person who plunked himself down in the RV's front seat was Ben Younger, the writer and director of the movie The Boiler Room. Nathan told me that before Younger got into the movies, he was a successful campaign manager in New York City. But one day, something inside him told him to drop everything and work for free on a movie set in a somewhat less exalted capacity.
And he's like, you know, all I was doing was just delivering coffee. Just delivering coffee to people, and it was it. I was done. I fell in love with the movie set. So he quits his job, you know, right there, works on the entire movie for free, quits his job on a Friday, gets to work on Monday, and the movie's canceled. So his whole story is, how do you pick yourself up after taking this huge risk?
I just somehow seeked out the people that I knew could help me. I seeked these people out, and I just pounded them until they're, like, into submission. I mean, sometimes subtly, sometimes not so subtly, but I was going to get what I wanted. And I mean it in the best way, you know, and I gave a lot in return.
Okay, these guys were able to pull off driving around the country to find their career bliss, but what about other folks, people burdened with student loans or the first people to graduate from college in their families? What, I asked Mike, can people who have to work for a living right away get from their experience?
A lot of times we talk about, like, people ask us about the demographic, and, you know, we come from affluent backgrounds, but at the same respect, it's much more of a psychographic. It's people dealing with the issue, and the way you go about dealing with that issue is irrespective of your financial situation. Sandra Day O'Connor, U.S. Supreme Court Justice, she couldn't find a job coming out of Stanford Law School because no one would hire a woman. So she works for free next to the secretary.
I'm suggesting that Justice O'Connor wouldn't have been able to work for free if she hadn't been married to someone who had an income. So that's a financial option that someone, like a single woman, wouldn't have had. She would have had to have an income some kind of way.
Right. But these are all decisions that people have made irrespective of their financial situations that they kept themselves in proximity with what lit them up. They might not have gotten the ideal job right out of college or right out of their exact situation, but they did make choices working at the Gap on the weekends so that they could stay close to something that interests them.
Was there ever a point during this trip where you all looked at each other and just said, oh, let's go home, this is so not working?
The first week of the trip, here we are in the streets of San Francisco, and some biker knocks on our window and tells us that we're about to lose our trailer. And this isn't like Los Angeles, this is San Francisco, those steep streets, and
yeah.
If you lose your trailer, it goes down
backwards.
The hill. Yeah. And so we just kind of chained it to the RV and then drove
it. Chained it to a tree. We chained it to a tree and left it in San Francisco.
Well, we didn't go back for it.
No, we put everything in the trailer, in the RV, chained it to a tree and left. Because we had no option. We were interviewing the guy who did the special effects for E.T. Star Wars and Jurassic Park. And it's like, well, we can deal with the trailer or we can get the interview.
Well, I'd had the RV tour, but it was standing still. I decided I had to see for myself what it's like to ride in this huge thing that gets 5 to 10 miles per gallon and costs nearly $100 to fill up. So the road trippers pumped the gas pedal to get things started, then turned the ignition key, and we got on the road.
Yeah, that's always a success right there.
As we cruised along the streets of Culver City, Nate talked to me about some of the project's booking disappointments. Bill Clinton had a schedule conflict, and they couldn't land Education Secretary Rod Paige. When I looked outside, I noticed how much attention we were getting in this lime green behemoth. Motorists waved at us, pedestrians gawked. Mike described the array of reactions they get when they're out on the road.
Yeah, it's funny to see the honks that we get. You know, there's so many different kinds of honks. You know, you have like the honks from the truckers on the road that are just like, right on, you know, like the you have the honk with a cordial gesture that we won't go over. And then you got the honks of just like, you know, I read the book.
We pulled back into the NPR West lot, where I asked Nathan to tell me what was next on the agenda. And like any good Hollywood ending, this story also has a sequel. Road Trip Nation 2. Nathan explained.
So for us right now, our focus is this experience, is sharing this experience, sharing these stories. And so immediately right now, it's taking what we've had, the experience, and putting it on to the next generation of students. You know, 3 weeks on the road with three other students that we've selected from across the country that have come together, made their own cold calls, figured out their own questions to ask in the interviews, and gone on their own search about where is their open road.
Nathan and Mike of Open Road, Karen Grigsby Bates with me in the studio. And we heard a little bit about the failures these guys encountered. Who did they really get who was amazing to talk to?
Well, they talked about it a little bit earlier, but I don't think you can get any bigger than a sitting Supreme Court justice. So I was kind of amazed they got Sandra Day O'Connor. She actually didn't come into the RV. She made them come into her chambers in the Supreme Court. They also were not allowed to take notes or use their tape recorder, but she talked to them very freely. They also got Sally Ride, the former astronaut, Michael Dell of Dell Computers, talk show host Larry King, and Starbucks CEO Howard Schultz. And they said they consumed a lot of his product along the way.
And they got these people, they just talked their way into these circumstances.
Yeah, people were kind of charmed. You know, these guys who were just sort of getting out of college would call up and go, you know, we're trying to figure out what to do with our lives, and we want to be more settled by the time we get to where you are, so what did you do?
Are they ever going to get real jobs?
Yeah, I think they kind of will, but Road Trip Nation for the moment has become their real job. You know, they've done a documentary on this. They're working on promoting this book, which is how they came to our attention. They're putting together their second documentary from the second road trip, which ended a few weeks ago. And they're pretty busy with what they're doing right now.
Well, they got out of school and they're doing something. At least they're not, you know, hanging around the house.
They're not on their parents' couches and right. Mommy doesn't have to send money right to them.
Day to Day's Karen Grigsby Bates, Nathan Gephardt, and Mike Mariner are the authors of the book Road Trip Nation.